Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're joined right now by Mark Berman from the New York Post. Mark, thanks for taking some time, and we head out to the SDCCU fan hotline. Good morning. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you. Well, what was the reaction last night when the Knicks fans found out they weren't going to be picking number one overall in the draft? Everybody, including Zion Williamson, was counting on it.
Exactly. 14% is just not a big number, and I think some fans were a little bit delusional since November when the Zion countdown began. The Knicks pretty much tanked the season. They just wanted to play their young players, didn't care about wins and losses. But I think the savvy Knicks fan, and listen, the Knicks, several Knicks fans rooted against the team this year, sadly. But I think the savvy Knicks fan realizes the odds were even better for them to fall to 4 and 5, and they avoided that. They got 3. They'll have a chance at 2 potential all-stars in many talent evaluators' eyes, and R.J. Barrett of Duke and Ishaan Morant of the small school Murray State. So I think the real diehard Knicks fans know that catastrophe was avoided. But, you know, the pie in the sky, again, it hasn't happened for the Knicks since 1985, but at least it wasn't a catastrophe.
You know, Mark, I look at the Knicks record, 17-65. David Fizdale, who I know, I called a lot of his college basketball games.
Yeah.
I coached games when he was coaching with Brad Holland at USD. One of the really great guys, I think, in the entire world of sports. And it pained me last year when I would watch him on the sidelines, and he didn't have a chance to win ball games last year.
Yeah, Fizdale also handled it very well with the media. You obviously dealt with him, and he's such an engaging personality. Another coach may have really struggled, you know, with dealing with it, and he kept the vibe very positive and always gave stuff to the media. He never had there was never a bad day for him where he was in a lousy mood. You could say that maybe, you know, that's bad in a way, that maybe these guys needed to be ripped apart in practice. But he understood that, you know, this was the youngest team in the NBA. But it was hard. He's coming out of a Miami Heat culture where Pat Riley, you know, he's Vince Lombardi, you know, winning is in everything. It's the only thing. So Fizdale admitted many times he had to make a mental adjustment to deal with all the losses.
We're visiting with Mark Berman, a writer for the New York Post that covers the New York Knicks. Where do the Knicks go from here? I mean, we keep hearing out here on the West Coast, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant are going to team up, but either one of those guys, you don't know what those guys are going to do when July comes.
Right. Listen, Kyrie is on the record talking about how fond he is of the Knicks. He grew up in West Orange, New Jersey, which is 6 miles from the Garden. However, he grew up as a Nets fan, so the Nets still have a shot at Kyrie and maybe KD at that tandem, because the Nets are more ready-made. But there's nothing like playing at the Garden, and the Knicks brand is, you know, the most valuable franchise in the NBA somehow after missing the playoffs for 6 straight years. But listen, I think they have a real shot at it. They have the cap space. No one else really has as much cap space as they do. But Kevin Durant is his own man. As much as his agent, who is from New York, would love to build KD's brand in New York, you know, Durant has to sign off on it. And if he's in a meeting with the former San Diego Clippers and they, you know, Jerry West gives a nice little presentation, and Steve Ballmer, the owner, hits home with a message. You never know what's going to happen.
Mark, James Dolan, what's he like to deal with from your perspective when you have to deal with him?
Yeah, he's not a people person. Listen, the irony is, you know, as you may know, he's in a blues band, so he's on stage and performing, but with the media, he's just awful, and you know, you could barely get a hello out of him sometimes. But I will say about Dolan, he's never afraid to spend money, same as Ballmer in Los Angeles, but he spent the money on all the wrong things, and he's obviously overly sensitive when fans heckle him. He's got to realize these Knicks fans have been tortured for the last 18 years, and he constantly gets into these silly arguments with them. But at least he's got the money and is willing to spend it. I don't think it's going to be a major factor when Kevin Durant and Kyrie decide their future, but you never know.
Is there any light at the end of the tunnel for this Knicks team going into the 2019-20 season? I mean, if you had your crystal ball, do they have if they only get one of those guys, say they get Kyrie or Durant, but not both of them with a high draft pick, is there any light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, I really do think they need both to be even a fifth seed. Even if they get both, who knows if they're a top four team in the East. There's not a lot around them right now. They're too young for us to evaluate how good they will be. The light at the end of the tunnel in the best case scenario is they draft RJ Barrett, who I think is a more of a sure thing than Ja Morant. He's a 2-3, as good scorer. He really has a lot, and he's a scorer, and he's a sniper. And if they get him and he's ready to produce a little bit, they get Kevin and Kyrie. Kevin Knox grows up a little bit. He had a very roller coaster rookie year. And their center, Mitchell Robinson, who just blocks shots, he expands his game a little bit. Maybe they're a factor in the Eastern Conference next year. But, you know, the East has a lot of depth. We'll see what happens with Kawhi. You know, he wants to go to California. But there is hope. I mean, there is hope. Again, if they fell to five, I'd say this franchise is so cursed, there's no hope. But getting three is a little bit of a step in the right direction.
Well, we'll see where it goes. Last night, I know the Knicks fans and Zion Williamson, they were hoping that the envelope was going to have the New York Knicks on it for number one, but they get number three. Mark, I know you're really busy today. Thanks so much for the time.
Oh, thanks very much. I enjoyed it.
Take care. Be well. Mark Berman, writer for the New York Post, nice enough to join us and give us kind of the reaction from the New York Knicks fans. Boy, 18 years since they've done squat there. And he says that James Dolan plays in a blues band and sometimes won't even say hello, but not afraid to spend money. And we thank Mark Berman for joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. A reminder, SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. You can apply now at SDCCU.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.